Welcome to Security Guy Radio. It is 2016 in beautiful, not so beautiful Orlando, Florida. Steve Caricelli, how are you doing?
Good morning, Chuck. I'm doing fantastic.
From Orion Access Control. Give me the brand.
Orion Entrance Control Incorporated.
But your website is?
OrionECI.com.
ECI.com. That's right. Remember that. Okay.
Yep.
We saw each other at either ISC West last year, I think it was.
Yeah. Yep.
So what's going on with Access Control? You are one of the best manufacturers I've seen of physical systems.
Yes.
American company, which is great.
Yes, made in New Hampshire.
And you want to talk today about this integration with biometrics.
Yeah, biometrics.
This is a big thing now.
And in motion technology.
Yeah, explain that.
So what we're looking at is as you go through an optical turnstile, not having to pause at all.
Yeah.
The traditional way is you have to, you know, badge a card. People have to get their cards out, do the badge motion. So it creates a little bit of a pause.
Yeah.
So we are finding ways to increase that throughput. Using Morpho Wave, for instance, where you just wave your hand at a sensor, where we've got a new palm vein system from identity management.
Oh, palm vein.
Yeah,
cool.
Which is very cool. It actually, from what I understand, it reads through like six different light structures in your palm. We're doing off-site vision holdings, which is more of an RFID brand, where you can badge yourself and everything you're carrying, attaching stuff to people,
right,
as well as doing true mustering when you leave a building. So a lot of that in motion, so no breaking of stride, HIDs, twist and go, cell phone technology.
Oh, yeah, cell phone, that's like a key now.
It is.
Yeah.
A lot of people aren't even carrying badges any longer.
Now, that's interesting about the biometrics and the time.
Yeah.
When I was at Fox, we did a study because people were complaining the gate was too long,
yes,
right? Big line.
Exactly.
And what we did is we said, you know, the problem is the guard reads the ID and then he writes it down and goes back and forth. So we just came up with a swipe, a reader,
yep,
that read your barcode, not barcode, your magnetic strip on your driver's license,
yep,
and then it cleared people. And we found that if we saved 30 seconds per car, we saved hundreds of hours.
Yes, hundreds of thousands of dollars.
And money too, yes, right? Exponentially adds up.
Yeah.
So I get that speed thing, and it is kind of weird because most access control gates are like, click.
Yeah, it's a one to 2 seconds.
But 1 or 2 seconds is too slow for some people sometimes,
it is,
right?
In New York City, getting off the subway, you want people need to move through as quickly as possible.
Now, I just interviewed Morpho.
Yeah.
And I was amazed. They've been in that space 40 years.
Yes.
They're one of the first people that actually scanned and digitized fingerprints.
Yes.
Which is really kind of cool. Now, here's my question to you. They are the technology owner for the biometrics, but it's going through your box and your machine.
Yep.
What restrictions, requirements do you have to do to comply with the biometric security, because people are nervous about that.
Yeah, that's a great question, Chuck. And it's interesting. Our approach has been to be agnostic to that side of the business.
Okay.
So in reality, we're a gate or a door on any access control system. So we let them do what they're really good at.
Yep.
And what we verify is that only one person per any type of credential, whether it's Morpho's Wave or Blue Line's facial recognition or any of those folks.
So it's not saving it at your terminal controller. It's not saving it at your turnstile.
Not at all.
It's just passing through,
yep,
and that's good for your company to say, nope, you can trust us,
yes,
because we're not involved in that.
Our job is to just make sure any credential, one person passes at a time.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, give us some of the, you don't have to give us company names and client names, but give us some of the scope of some of your installations and how big they are.
That's a good question. We have a couple of global customers. We shipped to 11 countries last year. So hundreds of lanes with that particular client. A lot of university work, and I'll name, you know, Yale, MIT, Hunter College, for a couple of them.
I find that to be an oxymoron.
Which
that a university wants access control.
Yes, sometimes.
Well, I mean, they're supposed to, we're a kumbaya, let's hold hands. And where are they doing access control in universities?
At pretty much any public entrance. We see it a lot.
Really?
In cities where you have a bus station or a bus stop or a subway stop nearby, where somebody might follow a student into the university. A lot of crime prevention, where students are leaving their laptops, their tablets, their phones in the libraries. We do a lot of libraries and student centers.
That's interesting. I mean, I have limited experience with universities in California, but I can't think of any I've been to that are closed. They're pretty much all open.
Yeah, it's usually an open campus, and then they'll close the
inside
particular
the buildings.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
And are they using biometrics in these areas? Or biometric? In other words, a few years ago, analog was still number one.
Yes.
Right. Now, I think digital became number one last year on cameras. Is biometrics still number two and old-fashioned stuff is number one?
Yeah. I think we're right at the edge, I feel.
Yeah.
The number, I would say we're getting closer to 50 to 70% of our projects coming in now, either asking about or preparing for biometrics. We're shipping a lot of projects where they said, oh, we want it. Oh, that's too expensive, but put in all the infrastructure and we'll budget it for next year.
Oh, okay.
So we're seeing, we are doing probably 25% of our projects are going out with some type of facial recognition.
Yeah.
We're working with StoneLock, FST21, Morpho, obviously, Blue Line. So a lot of facial and a lot of fingerprint.
Facial seems to be the least objectionable in a way, right? Because your face is there. You can't do anything about it. I only know doing this all day. Yeah. It is what it is.
Yeah.
Are you finding one or more biometrics is a bigger resistance? You get least calls for this type.
Yeah, and I would say it's the actual touch fingerprint, which is why Morpho's gone to that frictionless model.
Oh, so they're
anything not... you have to touch, they don't want.
It's, oh, that's interesting. Yeah, it's not the fingerprint, say, it's the touching part.
It's the touching, yeah. It's that it's a transitioning of colds and flus and...
Well, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We see that in the hospitals especially, obviously, but even in the corporate centers.
Now, what's the next big thing in entrance control and turnstiles?
I would say, clearly we're seeing a lot of biometrics. There's a lot of concern on the Internet of Things in terms of securing the networks.
Right.
We're looking at how do we secure, we've always had Ethernet connectivity on the turnstile before I had any idea what we'd do with it.
Right.
We put it on there.
So you just built it in. Okay, good.
Yeah.
For future, yeah.
So we try to future-proof the product. As an example, we're looking at adding fiber optic connection for the LANs.
Oh, cool.
Because the LAN networks are hackable just being on the wires.
Right.
So we're looking at things like that, becoming IoT compliant. There's really not a compliance specification that I'm aware of yet in security.
Right.
I know a couple of companies are looking at it. The CyberGal security. CyberGal is the name of the company, I believe, as an example. And a couple other firms we're talking to.
Yeah.
So I'm searching for a certification right now.
Yeah, it's a tough one. It used to be they used to ship cameras with the password as password 01, and nobody changed it.
Right.
And then some guy in Russia had a website where he could log into your baby monitor and freaked everybody out. And people are catching on to that.
Yeah.
But, you know, now the refrigerator that has the Internet connected to it, so I know what my, you know, how many cucumbers I have. If I can get into that, I can get into my computer, I can get into my VPN, I can get into the company, then I can get into the turnstile.
Right.
That's what I'm thinking, right?
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and even more than that, once you're in the network, you can get into all that secure data.
Right.
So we have a responsibility, I believe, as a manufacturer to lock down our piece.
Right? Now, is your piece considered an address on a network?
Absolutely.
It is. Okay. It's got an IP address.
As soon as we plug
stuff
in, our MAC address is available to the network. So we're doing all the right things, but looking again for that certification to be able to say we're certified for this piece.
Do you have any stories, maybe not your particular company or pieces, but have people tried to hack turnstiles?
Not that I'm aware of. I will say
they will eventually.
You know, early on, we did an installation at a major corporate headquarters, and the chip that we use at the chip manufacturer side, they put a little line of code in there to look for updates, you know, as they do.
Right.
But they didn't tell anybody. It's not in their literature. But we plugged into the network, went live, and then the IT department of this company obviously checks everything.
Right.
Said, hey, there's a device on our network looking for the outside.
Oh.
That's a problem. And
interesting.
It took us about 30 seconds to fix it.
Right.
But the fact that for that probably 8-hour period where they couldn't get in touch with us because it was after hours and whatnot, they were coming unglued about
that. Sure. Yeah.
So, get somebody out of bed and fix this problem now.
Well, it's good that people are paying attention.
Yeah,
that's great.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I love your product. I love the whole Made in America thing, the design. It's you guys are friendly. Orion's a great company.
Yes.
And up in Connecticut, I think, right?
New Hampshire.
New Hampshire. Yep. So if I ever get that far north, I'll bring my camera and look at the manufacturing plant and check stuff out.
Please do.
Steve, thanks for coming on Security Guard Radio. Appreciate it once again.
Fantastic.
Thanks.
Nice to see you again.